WPEX.com.
The Common Sense Club proudly welcomes Sarah Palin to our microphone.
Upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, assorted bad guys, and the good ones, too. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this, well, partly cloudy, cold day here in Minnesota, Tuesday, October 18th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, moi, and Jake McMillan, mui, the guy that we call the other guy. Did everybody get the moi and the mui there? I just wanted to make sure. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, again, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. In other words, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Over the last couple weeks, we've been talking about a quote from Victor Hugo, which is an exposition of my high school assembly, which we have been doing piece by piece. Victor Hugo said, "Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness." Let me say that again. "Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness." Now, yesterday, folks, as you can all well remember, we were talking about the oath that was taken by our veterans, and this is how it goes. "I, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of which I'm about to enter in, so help me God." And then what we did is we just kind of jumped from that and took a couple rabbit trails, and the whole show was based off the rabbit trails. And rabbit trails are usually the best anyways, because that's what people need to hear. And then we kind of brought it to a close with life, liberty, and the pursuit of all who threaten it. And then I gave the quote from Daniel Webster, who said, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Because miracles do not cluster," said Daniel Webster, "and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution," said Daniel Webster, "for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world." You know, it's kind of funny, Jake. I'll let you say hello here just in a second. But it's interesting. I was just talking to a reporter from the New York Times just about a half hour ago. And I said, by the way, how's that whole Wall Street thing going? He said, there's so many people in the city. He goes, if you weren't from here, he goes, you have to find it. You have to look for it. But look at how the media is blowing this thing up to be something that it's not. The New Yorkers don't even know really that it's going on outside of what the press is reporting.
That's right. So there again, you can see where the press is blowing something up, which is part of your assembly. And folks, I want to direct your attention to our website at sonslibertyradio.com. On the upper right-hand corner, you can see My War. And My War is actually Bradley's assembly that we've been covering for over a week now. We're into our second week now doing this. But the message is on a five-part documentary. I encourage you to watch this not only because of how good it is and the content matter, but also it is something that will connect with our future generations. They'll actually sit and watch this. At most of our movie premieres, we had 80-year-old individuals, we had older folks, we had parents, and then we had 14-year-old teenagers watching the same content, getting revived onto these principles that you're listening to right now on this radio program. So I encourage you to go check that out. You can watch the trailer. It's at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Look to the right side on the homepage, and you'll see My War. Click on that and get more information on it. I encourage you to get it today.
Wonderful.
Yes.
That's the best. I was just looking over at Kathy, the producer of the show, folks.
I'm trying not to be
the lady that's working all the boards.
That's right.
Pushing all the little computer numbers and letters. And, boy, she's really got her stuff together. Kathy, you're the best. We just wanted to acknowledge you nationally. You are the best, Kathy. Kathy, nobody else out there, you are the best.
Not Snurdly.
Folks, can you hear her laughing? You are the best. We would not be what we are today if it wasn't for Kathy. You know, that used to be an old thing in the rock and roll scene, and it still is. But a sound man makes the band.
Yeah.
It really does.
Or breaks it.
Oh, totally. You can't forget the negative connotation there, can we? But, Kathy, I just wanted to say that you're absolutely the best, and we love you.
That's true.
And you're the best, and we love your kids. And, well, you're kind of one of those, you fall into the category, too, of one of those situations where you're here because your parents pay us good money to have you. They like to donate to the ministry because it keeps you hanging on.
Right.
Again, folks, we're going to kick this back. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about what Victor Hugo said. We're going to do an exposition, and I'm going to come back to grass doesn't work, the rocks do. I'll give you the analogy really quick. One day, an old man found a rude boy upon one of its trees stealing apples, and desiring to see him to come down, the young saucy boy told him plainly that he would not. "Won't you," said the old man, "then I will fetch you down." So he pulled up some grass and threw it at him. This only made the youngster laugh to think that the old man would try to beat him down from the tree with only grass. "Well, well," the man thought to himself, "if neither words nor grass will do, I must use what virtues there is in stones." So the old man pelted the young boy heartily with stones, which, from their pain and sting, soon made the young chap hasten down from the tree and beg the old man's pardon. Now, what's the moral of the story? If good words and gentle means will not reclaim the disobedient, they must be dealt with in a more severe manner. That is, to love them in the truth. Remember what Jesus said? "As many as I love, I rebuke." Rebuke means to reprove for faults. To punish, to afflict for correction, and chasten, punishment for the purpose of reclaiming. "Be zealous, therefore," said Jesus, "and repent. To sorrow or be pained for sin is a violation of God's holy law." That is so awesome. "A dishonor to God's character and government, and the foulest ingratitude of a being of infinite benevolence." Folks, we're going to come right back and kick off another part of the exposition on the high school assemblies that we've performed in 330 schools in 22 states. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first
time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do. You will be heard from coast to coast, from Texas to Minnesota. And let me tell you something, folks. They are having tailgate parties across this country right now because they want to see what CAFI is all about. That's really what it is. Folks, right before the break, we were talking about what's the moral of the story concerning the grass and the rocks. Well, if good words and gentle means will not reclaim those that are in the trees of disobedience, then you need to pick up rocks to get them out. Now, I want to give you a little of my testimony so you can understand as to what I'm trying to exemplify or to teach during the exposition. Isn't that cool?
I like that.
We're bringing forth the magnanimity of knowledge by experience. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is having knowledge and knowing how to use it. But, you know, folks, what I'm trying to say is this. I can tell you the fire's hot all day long. I can tell a kid not to touch the fire, but until he touches the fire and burns his finger, he's not going to understand why you're telling him not to do it. Mm-hmm. Get it?
Yep.
Dig?
Grooving.
Groovy? Hit me in the sky.
Man, lay in the sky, dog.
Now, what I was taught while in the trees of disobedience, grass was thrown at me with soft words. Listen carefully, folks. Grass was thrown at me with soft words, exchanging truth and absolutes for a false peace. And how do they do that? They're diplomatic about it. Counseling and rehabilitation, leaving off discipline, telling me I was sick instead of making bad choices, as I was the one breaking the law, and then masking the problems by trying to put me on a babysitter drug called antidepressants. Ritalin. I think I lasted for about 2 or 3 days and my back completely broke out. So instead of my mom
healthy stuff
taking care of her baby boy at the time, mm-hmm. she wanted an antidepressant to take care of me. Yeah. Okay? So instead of taking responsibility, she just wanted to put me on some psychotropic drug mm-hmm. that is very dangerous. Yep. But listen to what Dr. Edward C. Hamlin said. He's a founding member of the Royal College of General Practitioners in 1998. He said that ADHD is fraud intended. Did you hear what I said? ADHD is fraud intended, said Dr. Edwin C. Hamlin. It's fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. That's a very good doctor, by the way.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, if I had a little more time, I could show you what goes down in public schools, because if you guys look into the history of Columbine, April 20th, 1999, you'll find out that them boys were on antidepressants. And guess what happened, folks? The pharmaceutical companies came in and they tried to shut down that part of the investigation because they didn't want the people to know what's already written on the back of the antidepressants themselves in the little black box. Suicidal tendencies. I mean, folks, if you look at the black box, it tells you what they don't want to make public. You got to be careful of these antidepressants. So let me go back to the trees that I was in. The trees of disobedience. Hypocrisy was demonstrated time and time again, just like it is today for the kids. Nothing to shoot for, no standard in which I was to attain, no goals were set before me when I was in the trees of disobedience, nothing. You know, folks, now they have something called No Child Left Behind in public schools. It's a program that shoots for the floor rather than the stars. And you got to keep in mind that the young people will always rise to the level of expectation. Put the expectation on the young in a high form and a high standard. And our standard in this ministry is Christ Jesus the Lord. It doesn't get any better than that. What's being taught, even through International Baccalaureate, by the way, it's interesting that the things that are being taught, number one, earth worship, number two, evolution, socialized medicine. Hello, folks. World government. You're hearing that new word all the time. Global this and global that. You're even hearing the professing church do the same thing. The global center.
Global Jesus.
Number five, animal rights. Animals seen as brothers and sisters. Yes, you heard me right. Redistribution of American wealth to other nations. Hello. Contraception and reproductive health. Legal abortions. There's no such thing, folks. Debt forgiveness to third world nations. Adoption of the gay rights agenda is a global agenda. It is a United Nations agenda. Hello, folks. Why? Because it brings confusion to face. That's why. See, when you got people so confused, guess what? Here comes the tyrant to rule the day. If you don't know the difference between right and wrong, and someone comes in and plays the Antichrist, and by the way, Antichrist means to be in the place of. Instead of it being Christ, I'll be the one that rules the day. That's what tyrants do. Adoption of the gay rights agenda. Folks, this is a global initiative. Number 11, elimination of the right to bear arms. That's a global initiative. Why? Why in a time of terror is your government, why is this administration wanting you disarmed? Folks, this does not take a genius. Hello? Setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. Folks, Jake, you just gave me a picture of a PETA.
Yeah.
Folks, these folks are out there. They're not in their right mind. Explain the picture, please.
Yeah, well, a gentleman had just been attacked by a shark, and he had some outrageous amount of stitches in his leg. PETA created this billboard, which they're trying to raise money for right now to put on streets and on benches of buses and things like that, or bus stops. Inside of the shark's mouth is a leg, and it says payback is hell. So in other words, referring that, and what they said is, we're glad that that man who got chomped.
I can give you the quote. We're glad Wickersham's going to be okay, PETA, spokesman Ashley Byrene.
That was the guy who got bit by a shark.
Told QMI agency Saturday, but we hope that after experiencing such pain and fear, he will consider the fact that fish feel the same pain and fear when they're hunted.
And according to this new mentality, they're your brother and sister. Fish are your brothers and sisters.
Dude, when
freaks!
When they exalt earth over life.
Romans 1.
Oh, my gosh, folks. I mean, here you have it. I don't need to say anything. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with sick people.
Totally.
And when I say sick people, there's no question about it.
Yep.
Listen, you got the son, what's his name, Cass Sunstein?
Cass Sunstein.
I mean, this guy thinks that animals should have an attorney.
Yeah, in court. That's right.
In court. Yeah. I mean, that's, hello.
Yeah. That's
maybe woo-hoo! We should put him in the cage and let the animal free.
Yeah, there we go.
No, I mean, that's what
we
should
do. Yeah, animals hurt us less than Cass Sunstein.
Let me finish that quote by PETA. We hope that he'll find a nonviolent hobby and that other fishermen will do the same. I got a question for you. They're protecting the animals, but they're not protecting human babies in the womb? Mm-hmm. Does this show you where their priorities are, folks?
That's next.
I mean, my gosh. I don't even, sometimes when I read some of the things, I'm like, so like, America, do you think these people are going to just like go away? Or do you think they possibly might need to be dealt with in a legal fashion?
That's right.
Maybe there should be legal consequences to their mental illness. Mm-hmm. Because that's exactly what it is. They care more about the animals than the baby in the womb. What gives besides common sense?
It's so unbelievable that you think that a person like that, give them a little power, they're going to do good with it.
No.
This is insane.
It's aimed at human beings, Jake.
It's like taking an infant out of the womb and say, cook dinner. They're so mentally deranged, they can't even get there. 1 + 1 is not 2 to these people. Wickedness and corruption is true to these people. And read Romans 1, you'll get an idea. When God literally lifts his hand off of a person, in other words, there's no more judgment found within them. They are bent on destruction and destruction alone. That's what Romans 1 says, and that's exactly these type of people.
I got a quote that just came up on one of our screens. It's where the girls talk to us. They basically high-five us, and they let us know what's going on with phone calls and so forth. And I'm gonna finish this portion, and I want to come back to what this individual Wayne said. Let me finish this, talking about No Child Left Behind and International Baccalaureate. GLOBE stands for Global Learning and Observation to Benefit the Environment. Folks, to benefit the environment. Mikhail Gorbachev is the head of an organization called Green Cross International, operating right here in the United States, San Francisco. Gorbachev is really working to create world government, and he is helping implement this education scheme. He has also joined partnership with UNESCO, which is the source of much of the anti-American education curriculum, as seen with International Baccalaureate IB program. This GLOBE program is funded and implemented through the Federal Department of Education, created under Goals 2000, and is now carried over into No Child Left Behind. And for those that want to understand what International Baccalaureate is, it started in 1968. It was for these elite kids. They wanted them to have a global education. That's when it started. Then what fell into that International Baccalaureate was an Earth Charter.
Yep.
They wanted to get rid of everything of God, and everything is Mother Nature now. And folks, again, we're going back to this environmentalist sick mentality.
That's right.
And folks, what they want to do, in fact, I mean, if you look at it, their priority is animals and nature, not human beings and babies in the womb. That shows you where their priorities are. So in saying that, I'm going to come back right after this break, and I'm going to take this comment that I have posted right now, because what Wayne said, we're talking about International Baccalaureate. Wayne, one of the callers, just called in and says he talked to a congressman about foreign policy, and he said they said Obama can do whatever he wants. Well, let me ask you something then, Wayne. Where's the congressman to stand up for the people on the behalf of protecting the people and basically coming down to the position where he's shielding the American people by taking a stand against what is going on through foreign policy?
Good job.
We'll come right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I did not know as I was looking up on the screen, folks, that Wayne was online, so I apologize for that. Wayne, you got Bradley and Jake. Can you go ahead and kind of share with us as to what you were talking about there?
Yes, very quickly. I wanted to make one comment about what you were talking about. If you will take a look back at the 1906 Pure Food and Drug Act, they call humans and other animals.
They
include us as animals. Okay, we'll go by that. Now, what I wanted to tell you is...
I'm curious, Wayne. I'm just curious, though, Wayne, since we have all these people listening anyways. What are they?
Well,
I'm just curious.
Who writes these things? Other animals?
The government created the Pure Food and Drug Act.
Yeah.
And their wording, when they identified the components to be controlled under this act,
mm-hmm.
They talked about humans and other animals.
Yeah. Well, I guess they mock God's creation. That's between them and God, because God is not mocked for whatever man sows that he shall also reap.
Let me tell you why this is important. There was a recent Texas lawsuit in which the attorney, a brilliant man, got to looking, and he saw this, and he traced it all back. And they were going to fine them $9 million a year during this lawsuit. And when they brought up this particular defense, that this was a First Amendment breach because of their right to religion, because God created man in his own image,
mm-hmm.
They dropped the lawsuit immediately.
The government did. The government did.
Yes, they did.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
It's in the agricultural, the rules of agriculture. It's also, there's so many different instances where they use the same wording, humans and other animals.
Yeah.
So anyway, what I was going to tell you about is I just got through calling my congressman's office, Congressman Duncan of Tennessee.
Okay. Just going to ask
him. And I asked him, I said, can you tell me how that our president can commit forces to Uganda without a congressional agreement or some kind of an oversight or whatever, and also how how he can go into Libya with an actual war
without
it. And the lady there, she told me, she said, well, I'm not sure, and put me on hold. A few minutes later, some guy comes on. He said, I asked him the same question. He said, well, he said, the president is the commander-in-chief of the army, and he can do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, interesting. No, he only can do what the people allow him to do, and that's the problem right there.
That's the point of your representative.
And let me tell you something. Your representative is saying that because he's probably a compromised man, and he's controlled by forces that keep him shut up and do as he's told because he is a compromised man. And I'm telling you, this is all across the board, Wayne. This isn't just some sporadic pick.
Oh, absolutely, and I just want to make sure that everybody hears his name. It's Congressman Duncan of Tennessee.
We got it. We got it.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks for sticking in there with us. We appreciate it. We got to keep rolling here. Thanks again, Wayne. And Jake, I mean,
yeah, that's what's
going to
change things. When your representatives are being called out for this kind of stuff, when they say this and they think they can just say it to a guy like Wayne who calls in, oh, yeah, just tell him this.
Nope.
Get him off the phone. Yeah. No, we'll just tell the people this then, Mr. Duncan.
No, see, if everybody did that in this country, corruption wouldn't survive.
That's right.
What Wayne just got done doing needs to be done by virtually every citizen in this country to extinguish this corruption at the roots, folks.
You know what's a good analogy? I just talked to a friend of mine who was dealing with issues of snakes. And he said the reason that he dealt with these issues with snakes, once you get snakes in and around your house or in that area, it is almost impossible to get rid of them. What you have to do is create a habitation that is threatening to them. So what he did is he jackhammered his steps. He replaced all of his gravel. See, he had to overhaul his entire habitation around his house. That's the only way you're going to get rid of snakes. Otherwise, if you create a habitable, what would you call it? A habitable place for them to live.
Habitat for snakes.
Exactly. They're going to stay there. And you know what? They're not just going to stay there. They're going to have their buddies. They're going to breed.
Yep.
And you ain't going to get rid of them until you destroy their habitat.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do. When people like Duncan, you've got to flush them out, expose them, grab them, rip them out, and change your habitat, America.
I just asked you what the veterans did about 20 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. What was the oath that they took before they served our country? They talked about enemies both foreign and domestic. And I got another question for you. What does God command in situations like this? Doesn't light reprove darkness, Christians? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what their job is to do? Mm-hmm. Aren't we called the moral compass of society?
Yeah.
Isn't it our responsibility to allow this darkness to breed? Isn't it our responsibility to expose it and to deal with it, church? 68% of you out there profess Christianity. Now, if we all practiced what we professed, we wouldn't have these issues at all, and our posterity would have a future and a hope, hands down with no questions. And the only ones that would be afraid of what's going on are those that are serving the American people. They would be afraid to commit the crime against the people.
Yep.
That's where you have tyranny. What did Thomas Jefferson say? The people, when you have tyranny, what did he say?
When people fear the government, you have tyranny.
Yes.
When the government fears the people,
you have liberty. Thank you.
And you know, to add to that, too, so many people walking around, you know, I'm a Christian and Jesus is the light of the world. When you light a match in a room, that light dispels darkness. It can't not.
The wrath scurry.
You can't have a light that doesn't do away with darkness, otherwise, unless it's not a light.
Yeah.
So for all these professions of, well, we're the light, we're standing, we're right, it's going to repel darkness. It has to. It can't but repel that darkness. And it's the same way in these type of issues. If we destroy the habitat that allows these comfortable, fattened, what would you even call them? That's exactly what they become. Lethargic, fat cats sitting by the fireplace that we create as American citizens. Thinking, oh, master's not going to kick me out of here. Master's not going to make me work. Oh, yeah, you're going to work. And Mr. Duncan in Tennessee, you've got a constituent that just opened his mouth, and you're going to have to work.
Yep.
And, you know, this is a good analogy, too. Back in the equal rights movement.
Especially in the Bible Belt again. It just shows the hypocrisy of the professed Christians in the Bible Belt.
Very strong. Even North Carolina right now with the marriage amendment issue. Some of these snakes, some of these perverted people, what they're trying to pass. But I want to go back to the equal rights movement. MLK, when they started marching and they wanted equal rights in voting, because black folks didn't have the same rights that a white person did when it came to voting. They'd have these stupid tests. They'd have all of this bogus garbage to keep black folks from voting. Why? Because in the power of voting, you choose your representative. Your representative makes laws and policies.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you can start to get an equal playing field. So the sheriffs down there oppressed these black folks.
Yeah.
beat them, overlooked their murders, the worst travesties you can imagine.
Vernon John said it's safe to kill Negroes.
That's right.
That's right.
Let's say a man was fined for hunting a rabbit the same week that a black man was lynched by a cop for no righteous reason. But what happened is these sheriffs had to be voted in, and they weren't scared of black folks because at the time black folks didn't vote. But then the blacks won their right to vote through suffering folks. And remember that word suffering. It's very redemptive, but you're not going to have change without suffering.
Well, your veterans are going through it right now.
That's right. Yeah. They understand bloodshed. So when the blacks finally got the ability to vote, then guess what happened? Yeah. Those same racist, bigoted cops started having barbecues for black folks.
That's
right.
They
fear, that's freedom, when they fear the people.
And hypocrisy, that's exactly right, because even when they hung Christ, they didn't do certain things in front of the people
Christ
because they feared the people.
That's right.
And that's where everything has to stay in this country is with we the people and hold the light high and keep the darkness exposed.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Great analogy. By the way, Vernon John was a black preacher. He was a prophet back in the 50s that ushered in MLK.
Yeah,
great preacher. Shocking preacher. Things he would say were shocking.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have sermons called It's Safe to Murder Negroes.
Mm-hmm. Except he'd actually use the word.
Oh, yeah. Well,
not Negroes. He would use the straight word.
And that was his deal. But
the thing is
it's amazing that it took a prophet to usher in an MLK, prophet, to go ahead and kick it out there. And just think about it, folks. Just a side note to get back, before we get back to No Child Left Behind here. I mean, we had one individual named Martin Luther King having the whole world sing, "We shall overcome," but it was in righteousness.
That's right.
And he was a Baptist preacher. He wasn't trying to make, now you have an Obama nation out in Washington, D.C., giving the dedication, trying to make Martin Luther King look like him, the socialist.
Mm-hmm.
No, folks. You know, what's the old saying? The saying goes is that it's the spirit of the world is to persecute the living ones and praise the dead ones.
That's right.
If MLK was alive, he'd be the one all over this administration calling them out for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
But just keep in mind, it's people like these administrations that had to get rid of these real prophets so they could continuously go forth in their darkness, just like John F. Kennedy, just like Robert Kennedy, and just like MLK.
And what they do after they're dead is they build a gigantic monument to have it appear
all of them.
That they loved these men, that they're just like them, and that they wish they were still alive. No, they were the ones that killed them. Christ even said it.
His finger would be right in Obama's face. If MLK was there during that dedication, it would have been MLK's finger right in the face of the president.
Yep. Uphold justice. The number one prerequisite, and we said it yesterday, to march, to be a part of the passive resistance is what they called it. The aggressive resistance is what it should have been called. They made you meditate on the teachings of who?
Christ.
Christ!
Yeah.
There's
your
answer right there. And what did Christ do? Exactly what MLK did.
Isn't that a great point? And that was the whole foundation of the civil rights movement.
Number one.
Yeah. And what were they always singing? Gospels.
That's right.
They were always praising and worship God. And what did John say about that? It was like wings to a bird.
Yeah, the civil rights movement would have been without music. It would have been like a bird without wings.
Yeah.
And then I said, so what were the kind of the music? Because we're talking about music, and this is going on a different tangent, but music. What kind of music did you guys use during that movement? Because so many rappers nowadays.
Yeah.
So many rappers claim that they're down with MLK.
Oh.
And they're down with Rosa Parks. And they sing songs about him with misogynistic lyrics, with swearing, with cursing, with just vulgarity, period.
Yeah, yeah.
That these people, as a matter of fact, they've
been sued by Rosa Parks. Everything Martin didn't do,
exactly.
They think now,
he'd be their homeboy.
Well, because we're black, we can do the same things Martin did, but we'll just twist Martin's image to look like ours. And by the way, the church has done that with Christ. And let me tell you something, it doesn't fly.
It doesn't work.
We'll be right back talking about No Child Left Behind. Jake, you want to just hold your breath for a while there? You got the Sons of Liberty call. Hey, folks, if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I hope you guys were okay over that 2.5-minute break. We're back. Everything's okay.
It's all good.
All right, you can touch, smell, call. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, if you'd like to also see who we are, go on to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. And check it out. If you'd like to also see what we have done in high schools across the country, we have a DVD available. It's a 5-part series called My War. You'd like to see the trailer. That is on...
You go right on the webpage there, sonsoflibertyradio.com, on the
it's
right
awesome.
Side, My War.
Yeah.
If you want to know why we get so charged up, take a look at that documentary, because that expose shows you the facts. You can't not but get lit, folks.
Totally.
When you see this information, and then you also see it's within our grasp to change it.
You know, just
not next year.
If you watch the documentary, just the 5-minute piece that's out there on the trailer right now, folks, you'll see the kids are more charged up than we get. I just told Jake right during the break, I said, man, we're just like fire hosing each other, and it's like, it's great. I love talk radio like that, because we wouldn't have this charge if we didn't have the testimony, and that's really what it comes down to.
Or the hope, that's right.
Folks, let's get to the point here so I can bring this to closure before this hour is up. Victor Hugo said, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. We've been talking about an exposition, the My War documentary, what we have done in high schools across this country. And we've been talking about No Child Left Behind. And, folks, what it rightly should be called is No Child Left Unindoctrinated. Federal government has no business educating your kids. Let me say it again. Federal government has no business educating your children. If you guys all know who Bart Simpson is, the great underachiever, let me tell you what, he would be very proud of No Child Left Behind. A little side note, because we're from Minneapolis, that actually came from Matt Groening. He started on a magazine in Minneapolis here, and that cartoon, by the way, folks, used to be called Life in Hell. I don't know if you guys are aware of that or not, but that's where the Simpsons came from, Life in Hell. Folks, also, aside of No Child Left Behind, what we have been putting up with in this country, the younger generations, is something called circular reasoning. It's like the dog continuously chasing its tail. I did a high school assembly in, where's Rob from, Jake?
Oh, Faribault.
Faribault, Minnesota. There was 1,300 students there. And I talked to the superintendent after the school, and he said, well, Bradley, when you came into our school, he said, you didn't talk around the elephant that was in the middle of the living room. He said you went right through it. And I said, well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that much. But, folks, we don't have time to play. As a matter of fact, me and the other guy, when we were in the elementary school, we just totally quit school. And I'll tell you why we quit school is because they had recess.
That's right.
We don't play.
No.
Now, folks, we were.
Recess. What's that all about? Bunch of socialists out there.
Woo!
Playing recess.
Folks, you know what the word is that they're teaching kids in public schools today that you're allowing them to be indoctrinated with in this country? The word is called tolerance. Let me tell you what the word tolerance means. And notice the people that promote tolerance are the ones that are intolerant.
That's
don't forget
right.
That's okay? Right. Tolerance. Oh, you need to be more tolerant. Really? Well, I don't agree with the homosexual lifestyle. Oh, no, you don't.
You didn't just say that.
You
bigot.
I'm going to call
you racist.
I'm going to call the AULC.
I can't believe you.
I'm going to CLUA? ACLU, that's it. I'm
going to
call
the one. That's right.
I'm going to totally call them, and I'm going to tell them what the situation is, because you cannot disagree with me. And if you do that,
you're hate.
I'm going to talk to these people, and I'm going to see what they have to say about it.
Freedom from the Coalition of Religiosity or something. We're going to call them, too.
Freedom from Church and Separation.
That's right. Get that church separation
I don't
away.
Know what's going on with them. But anyways, folks, they're teaching your kids tolerance. The word tolerance means indulgence by not preventing. In other words, do what you want to do. And for all you out there, folks, I'm sure you're good, godly conservatives. Keep in mind, the first scripture in the Satanic Bible is go ahead and do what you want to do. This is what they're teaching your kids. God loved me enough to tell me no through his Ten Commandments. And they're teaching your kids in public schools, go ahead and do it. Commit the crime. Don't worry about doing the time. The word tolerance means not prohibited. It means allowing and not restraining. Mm-hmm. Do what you want to do. That's what they're teaching your kids, folks. Let me ask you a question. Is it love, folks, to watch cars go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction, A, by me getting up in their face and saying, stop, don't go that way, stop, don't go that way. Is that love? Or is it love for me to just say, I'm going to get out of the way. They can just go ahead and do what they want, watch them destroy themselves and laugh and chuckle about it.
Don't want to hurt their feelings.
No. Which one is love, folks? Because the young people understand what love is. They understand that love gets in your face and warns before the destruction takes place, because prevention is better than cure. Listen carefully to what Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said. He said, if you lower the law, the warning signs, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. See, now the danger of taking down the warning signs, the law, the no, the warnings, is that it turns lawbreakers into sick people. See, no law, no violation, crime runs rampant. Then you have something called anarchy. Then you have something called anarchy. Lawlessness. What would you think of me if I said take away the stop signs? What would you think of me, folks, if I said let's take the speed limit signs down? Or how about the, you know, the red, yellow, green lights, the stop lights, the go lights?
Right, who needs those?
Yeah. What would you say to me? You'd say, Bradley, you're nuts. You're crazy.
Mentally ill.
There's something wrong with you. Well, folks, this is promoted in public schools all day long. What would you think of me, all you sports freaks out there? What would you think of me if I said, let's take away the referees from hockey, from boxing, from football, from baseball? Yeah. See, folks, without a referee, who holds the laws of the game? Who magnifies them? Who keeps order in the game? Now, as paradox as it may seem, where the laws are enforced, you have a perfect flow of liberty. And what's interesting here is some of you folks out there saying doing what you want to do is liberty. No, it is not. Because if you do what you want to do, sooner or later, someone's got to come in and enforce that. If you will not listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. Listen to what one of our forefathers said. If you will not be ruled by a word, you will be ruled by bayonets. Robert Winthrop, the Speaker of the House during the foundation of our country. If you will not be ruled by a word, You will be ruled by bayonets. We'll stop right there. Tomorrow we're going to talk about sowing and reaping. It's one of my favorite topics. It's great stuff. It's great stuff.
Yeah, either by Bible or bayonets. I want to talk about this tyrants thing really quick. This is an example, a tolerance. Did I say tyrants? I meant tolerance.
Right. Wow. We understand.
I didn't even have any Coke either. Tolerance. Coca-Cola, that is. Coca-Cola. You get that? Coca-Cola. This is the tolerance. Dakota was a young man in a Texas school, but I want to show you the end and the victory that is in your grasp, American patriot and Christian. Dakota was a young student. He was actually on the honor rolls. He was a very smart kid. Didn't get in trouble. They're talking in German class, folks, in German class about the topic of homosexuality. Now, what in the world does that have to do with German class? Dakota said to one of his classmates, I'm a Christian, and to me, being homosexual is wrong. So his classmate tolerated his stance, his Christian beliefs and views. But the teacher rose up and said, what did you say?
Yeah.
Go to the office immediately.
Yeah.
Dakota was charged with possibly bullying and indicated it was wrong to make that kind of a statement in public schools. Now get to the office.
Let me interject. Bullying, G-L-S-E-N, said the truth.
The tolerance.
In their
right.
confusion, they blurted out the truth, folks, and they said that bullying is only the reaffirmation of the homosexual lifestyle in public schools. Everybody got bullied.
Take that tolerance.
It teaches kids character, doesn't it? We all have to grow up. What's going to happen when they're out of high school and someone bullies them? What, are they going to have some chained bureaucrat to them that everywhere they go, you better not talk at them the wrong way?
Anti-bullying.
It's that ridiculous.
Yep.
It really is.
And so, I mean, what's wrong with teaching the Bible, which says love your neighbor as yourself? That's a different topic. But if you bring this situation got brought, Liberty University stepped up to the plate, Liberty Council, and said no.
Yeah.
They wrote a letter to the school
Those
and
guys
said,
are great.
Don't you dare even breathe a threat against this Dakota, this young boy named Dakota.
Yeah. Wait. So the question is, let's put this into perspective. Who's being bullied?
That's exactly right. Tolerance.
Who's being bullied?
Where's
the media
tolerance?
Jumps on it. All these civil rights outfits, which are not civil rights at all. They're
poverty.
Socialist promulgators is what they are. They zero in on Dakota. Mm-hmm. And who's doing the bullying?
Where's the tolerance?
Totally.
Tolerance, ACLU.
One more thing I want to interject, Jake. It's the teachers, folks, across the country.
That's right.
It's always one or two teachers that are the problem. Well, 98% of the school population loves the assembly about who we are under our constitutional republic. It's always one or two. You are letting the minority destroy your country. And it was the Lord that said, a little leaving will leaven the whole lump.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, that's the problem in this country. Let the righteous stand up and deal with the foxes that are spoiling the vine.
And that's what happened here. The district actually ended up apologizing, said that he has the right to express an opinion in a manner consistent with law and policy, and the teacher was temporarily placed on administrative leave. That's justice, folks.
Amen. So the teacher opened her mouth, and then she ends up sticking both of her feet in her mouth because you, America, stood up.
That's right.
Folks,
all it takes, folks.
You got Bradley and Jake. I am on Coca-Cola Mexican version, and Jake is not. And by the way, that's why you listen to us. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We're going to be kicking off sowing and reaping. Talk to you then.